What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Iran, much in the news, a predator state involved in some fashion in the events of 10/7 and afterwards. However, in February of 2023, I read from Mary Anastasia O'Grady's new column at the Wall Street Journal editorial. In February of 2023, the foreign minister of Iran, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, made a visit in Americas that I puzzled about at the time. He stopped at Managua, Nicaragua, Caracas, Venezuela, and Havana, Cuba. Odd. What does Iran have to offer three beggarly nations, all of whom demonstrate brutality towards their own population? And now I connect a dot to a meeting of leaders of nations in Mexico City within these last days. And these leaders ostensibly gathered to talk about the migration crisis, pouring tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe more, people looking for a better life across the very dangerous Darien Gap, across Central America and into the United States. Mary Anastasia O'Grady joins me to put these things together. Mary, a very good evening to you. AMLO is a very popular, very powerful president of Mexico. He cannot run for re-election. He has a choice, the mayor of Mexico City, Ms. Sheinbaum, doing very well in the polling. Therefore, Mr. AMLO is secure in his understanding of his nation. And solving migration at the southern border is a wise thing to do, except his invitation list. It's very strange. Mary, you provide us a wonderful picture. The leader of Cuba, Honduras, Haiti, Colombia, and Venezuela. The only one missing there right away is Nicaragua. In any event, this was about migration, and yet your column makes it very clear Iran was in the room. What is AMLO's intentionality? What is his opinion of these things, Mary? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. AMLO, as usual, is playing politics. Let's remember that Joe Biden asked the president of Mexico, Andres Manuel López Obrador, to set up migrant processing centers in Mexico that would help with this onslaught of humanity that is hitting the U.S. border. AMLO told him, no, I will not do it, and instead said that he would convene a meeting of Latin American leaders in Mexico. And that's what they did a week and a half ago. And that meeting was held in Palenque, which is an old Mayan ruin in the south of the country. It's interesting, the people that attended, because there were 10 governments there, but only six heads of state, including AMLO. So as you mentioned, that was the dictator of Cuba, the dictator of Venezuela, the very anti-Semitic president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, and the Honduran president, who's very close to Cuba, and the acting president, prime minister of Haiti. Those six people were in a photograph, a smiling photograph, that was publicized out of that meeting in Palenque. They also produced a communique in which they said that the migrant crisis is caused by sanctions on Cuba and Venezuela, demanded that they be lifted immediately, and also said, you know, obviously they want more credits. They want debt restructuring for the region. So basically, it wasn't a serious response to Joe Biden's request. Everybody knows that the embargoes, the sanctions are not what's making these countries poor or provoking all these migrants. And it was, I think, a very clear message that they are weaponizing migration in order to see what they can get from it. So, and as you say, they all are friendly in one way or another with Iran, which I find really troubling in this moment, when we would expect Mexico, our neighbor in North America, to be an ally.
Excepting Haiti, which is profoundly troubled, broken country. No motive can be ascribed to anyone from Haiti except for God bless. But the other countries are all very active and voice their opinions of the United States, never friendly. Iran, however, in Mexico City is new to me, Mary. Yes, Caracas. Yes, Bogota is very close to Caracas since Petro's election. Havana is ground central for Iran and its bad actors. But Mexico City, does Iran have a working relationship with AMLO?
Well, I mean, this is the $64 million question. But what we know is he has a working relationship with Cuba and Venezuela and Colombia from this meeting. He wants to be closer to them. And those countries have a very close working relationship with Iran. I mean, Iran has sent military, materiel to those countries. Venezuela at one point had direct flights to Tehran. It was giving passports to people from the Middle East, Venezuelan passports, so that they could then migrate up the isthmus and to the U.S. border, and also to go to Canada with Venezuelan passports. But they were Middle Easterners. And a lot of concern about the fact that Iran is putting these people in Venezuela. It has a long-term objective of damaging the U.S., death to America. And so it's troubling when you see the Mexican president, who's democratically elected, who's Mexico is a democracy, getting close to Cuba and Venezuela, when you know that the Iranians are sending people to those countries and then using the migration process to get them further north. That's what the problem is here. And I would just add that, the Exim Bank lends money to for a long time to like the Mexican oil company, Pemex. And recently the Exim Bank had to say, we're not doing this anymore because we're not giving them this latest loan, because they have been sending oil, Pemex has been sending oil to Cuba, and Cuba is under sanctions. So it's very clear that the Mexican president is working with friends of our enemies. And that's what I think is concerning, particularly because of this migration issue.
Venezuela dominates the Darien Gap, dominates the streets of New York ever since the migration swept over America. Quickly, Mary, there is this category called weaponizing migration. Is this suspect here, weaponizing migration, people driven out of Venezuela because they know that those people will undermine the credibility of New York?
Well, I don't know if they're undermining the credibility of New York. I mean, I think the point is that Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro has destroyed the Venezuelan economy. Lots of Venezuelans are desperate. They make this journey. It's a big business. Lots of people making a lot of money along the way.
Right.
And Venezuela has no interest, nor does apparently the president of Mexico, nor Cuba, nor Colombia, in trying to contain this problem or trying to help the U.S. As I said in my column, the Mexican president is basically giving the middle finger to the American president. And I find that really shocking on a lot of levels, because even when we weren't close allies with Mexico, we found ways to work together on, joint problems. And that doesn't seem to be happening more. AMLO is throwing in his lot with our enemies.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.